AP News, I'm Hayap Anjwani. Cisco Systems says it's planning to lay off 7% of its employees. That's its second round of job cuts this year as the company shifts its focus to more rapidly growing areas in technology like artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. Annual inflation in the U.S. last month hit its lowest level in more than 3 years. That sets the stage for the Federal Reserve to start cutting its key interest rate next month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Consumer prices rose 2.9% in July when measured from a year earlier. That's the smallest gain since March 2001, and another sign the worst price spike in four decades is fading. Asked if the U.S. has finally beaten inflation.
Yes, I told you we're going to have a soft landing. We're going to have a soft landing. My policies are working.
But hours after President Biden spoke.
No victory laps.
Jared Bernstein, his top economic advisor.
While the trend is our friend, our work is far from done.
The inflation slowdown could impact the presidential race, where Donald Trump's been hammering Kamala Harris.
You're paying the price for Kamala's liberal extremism at the gas pump. At the grocery counter.
Harris says she will soon roll out her plans to lower prices and boost the economy. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization has declared the mpox outbreaks in Congo and elsewhere in Africa a global emergency. At a news conference, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the mpox outbreak are a public health emergency that could worsen.
The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of mpox in eastern DRC, its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying.
This is AP News. A report on cooling inflation heated up Wall Street.
Stocks edged higher on Wall Street after the latest update on inflation came in pretty much as expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow added 242 points. It's about 0.6%. That put the Dow back above 40,000 points for the first time in almost 2 weeks. The Nasdaq Composite ended basically flat. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. That came after the U.S. government said prices paid by consumers in July were 2.9% higher than a year ago. The continued easing of inflation should keep the Federal Reserve on track to cut interest rates next month. Seth Sutel, New York.
In an AP interview, National Hurricane Center specialist Lisa Bucci says Ernesto, which is now a hurricane, is headed towards Bermuda.
Air Force and NOAA data from our Hurricane Hunter aircraft have shown that Ernesto has now strengthened into a hurricane. An additional strengthening is forecasted over the next couple of days.
I'm Hayap Anjwani, AP News.